The Universal Declaration of Human Rights took shape after World War II, and the United Nations adopted it in Paris in 1948. Today, for our GeoQuiz, we're looking for what's thought to be one of the earliest human rights charters. It's called the Cyrus Cylinder. It's actually an ancient Persian clay object. The words written on the back of it in the 6th century BC pay tribute to the Persian king Cyrus the Great. The thing was excavated from the ruins of Babylon and Mesopotamia, which is now known as Iraq. And the clay fragments are now part of the British Museum's Persian collection. But for the past half year, the Cyrus Cylinder's been on loan to another country's national museum. Huge crowds have come in to see the exhibit in this country. Here's a hint, used to go by the name of Persia. So can you name this country or its national museum? The answer's on the way. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Just ahead, we're going to check out a Latin band with a gypsy ska flavor. First, though, let's answer our GeoQuiz today. Iran and its National Museum in Tehran are the answers we're looking for today. That's where the crowds have been flocking to see an exhibit about ancient Persia. The BBC's John Wilson reports from Tehran.
The Iranian National Museum in Tehran. A large group of people gather round a glass case which stands at the center of this gallery. It contains a small cylindrical clay artifact. It was inscribed in 539 BC on the orders of the Persian king Cyrus, Cyrus the Great. This object records how he liberated the city of Babylon from tyranny, how he freed and repatriated enslaved people, and how he decreed that all the people of Babylon should be allowed to practice their own religion and culture. The Cyrus Cylinder is regarded by some historians as the world's first ever human rights charter. It's been here in Tehran for the last 7 months on loan from the British Museum. This is the last day of the exhibition. So what does the Cyrus Cylinder mean to the people who have come to see it?
This is one of the most valuable documents in the world and can lead us to live freely in the world and show us how to live.
I feel they're coming alive. They look like a 3D TV to me.
It's like looking at a 3D TV.
Yes. I just enjoy and be happy. My heart starts beating so fast. Iran was the center of the world so many years ago, but nowadays we're left apart. In our schools and universities, they don't talk about these things to us.
Because it's part of the pre-Islamic history.
Yeah.
It's a piece of a puzzle. A puzzle of peace, happiness, and
freedom.
Freedom, yes. It's a hope. I can imagine that world, and it's very powerful.
What does it represent to you?
For human rights.
The Cyrus exhibition has been a revelation to many people in Iran. But how would the British Museum director Neil McGregor measure the success of the loan?
What is, I think, particularly significant is that it was this object that the Iranians wanted to borrow, that the Islamic Republic of Iran should choose to borrow a pre-Islamic object and that it should have this enormous resonance with the public.
In effect, you are the sole conduit of dialogue between Britain and Iran at the moment. Does that make you feel uncomfortable at all?
What I think this exhibition creates is a space in which other conversations can take place. We know that in Tehran, around it, have been many debates about human rights, about justice. The exhibition itself doesn't address these big issues of the relationship. What it does do is create a space in which difficult conversations can take place.
There are many Iranians, opponents of the regime, who are unhappy that the British Museum agreed to this loan of the Cyrus Cylinder. They say it's only here to make President Ahmadinejad look good, to make him appeal to the middle classes, make him seem more sympathetic to the pre-Islamic heritage that the mullahs tried to deny. But it's clear from the people that I've spoken to here in Tehran, particularly the well-dressed, articulate young people, that the Cyrus Cylinder represents to them not only a proud nationalistic heritage, but also a symbol of hope and possible freedom for a future Iran.
That's the BBC's John Wilson.